Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in the way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
That's Brandy calling from Austin area, Texas. Called a few times. I want to start by apologizing for any background noise because I'm driving home from work. So I have a story I want to tell. It just happened it happened on Valentine's Day, actually, this most recent one. And it wasn't necessarily a ghost story, per se, but it felt spiritual in nature. Let me explain. Okay, so I commute to work every day. I drive an hour each way. I work nights. So I leave at about 9 p.m. and I drive down a highway that I call the Highway of Death because at any given time, there's dead animals anywhere. Dead deer, dead armadillo, dead skunk, you name it, it's there. And I live in a rural part of the country, so I have lots of wildlife. Well, one night I was driving to work and I hit an armadillo. I was devastated. I cried pretty much the whole way to work. And then not even a week later, one night I'm driving and this owl flies right into the guard on the front of my truck. Luckily, I don't speed down that highway because I am an animal freak and I just don't want to hit anything. So luckily I wasn't going too fast, but I definitely hit the owl. I ended up turning around to check on it to see if maybe, you know, I could save it. And I could see her in the road. She was definitely injured. She was moving around, obviously in shock. So I had to turn around again so that I could get my headlights on her. And I am a weirdo, and I have leather gloves in my truck just for this type of occasion, thankfully, because it worked in my favor on this night. You know, I was trying to hurry as I'm crying hysterically because I hit this beautiful, majestic owl. I'm trying to get these leather gloves on and whatnot. I'm worried that cars are going to come from either direction and just, you know, destroy her while I'm trying to save her. Long story short, I get out of the truck and I grab her and I run over to the side of the road and I'm holding her. And, you know, obviously she's kind of freaking out a little bit. And I was going to put her in the grass and drive to work, but I couldn't bring myself to just leave her on the side of the road to be eaten by something. So I checked her out in my headlights and she seemed fine other than something was up with her wing and her feet were clenched. So I thought the worst. I thought I, you know, broke her whole entire body or whatnot. So I I think, okay, fine. I'm just going to find the 24-hour vet and hope to God that they'll take her and find, you know, find a place that can take care of her for me. So I decided to bring her in the truck with me. Mind you, owls are big and their talons are super sharp and some of them can be super aggressive. Well, I put her in my truck and luckily I had a blanket that a girlfriend of mine had given me for my birthday, little down blanket throw thing. I put her on that and she kind of freaked out a little bit, tried to flutter away into the corner, but I grabbed her and I put her down. I put the blanket over her, kind of wrapped her in it a little bit and left her alone. So I'm driving to work and I call my boyfriend. I'm freaking out, asking him if he could, you know, check out Austin and 24-hour animal hospitals and call a couple for me because I lose service on my first half of my drive to work. So I told him I'd call it as soon as I could get service. Well, the whole time I'm driving, this owl is just hanging out in the passenger side of my truck. And I won't look at her because I don't want to freak her out because I'm inside. I'm terrified because I know what kind of damage they can do. She just kind of hung out and she, you know, she wouldn't look at me. And then eventually in the corner of my eye, I could see she was looking at me. So eventually I got to a point where I could call my boyfriend. So I call my boyfriend and we're talking and out of nowhere, the owl kind of like, gets out of the blanket and she flutters over to me and lands right on the center console part where my arm is rested and she's on my arm and she's just staring at me. And so for a good minute I was terrified. I was afraid to even look at her, make eye contact, because I was afraid that she would just freak out and like destroy my face or something. I don't know. Luckily, I had a leather jacket on, so I could feel her talons coming through, but it wasn't anything bad. But needless to say, she sat there and just stared at me, and I ended up pulling over. And it was the weirdest thing. It was kind of like there was a little connection there, and I know that sounds silly, but she was super mellow and I pet her and held her the whole way. She didn't have any bands on her feet or anything like that. Usually if owls are, you know, a pet or something, they have a little metal band on their leg. But I mean, who's to say she could have been a pet, but it was just the weirdest thing. I felt like a little connection there. So I don't know. I feel like there was something there. I know this isn't supernatural or paranormal or anything like that, but it feels somewhat spiritual to me. And maybe it's because it is an owl and owls just seem like spiritual animals to me. And the weird thing about that though is every day on my way home from work, I would see an owl sitting on a fence post in the same spot. It might've been a different fence post, but it was the same, you know, fence every day for a good 3 weeks. Every morning I would see it. And that morning on my way home, she wasn't there. And I thought, oh, she's not there. And sure thing, that night, I hit her with my truck. I don't know. So, like I was saying, I don't think it's, you know, paranormal or anything like that, but it definitely felt spiritual, and I wanted to share it with somebody. So hopefully you enjoyed it. If you guys ever play it, hopefully you have some sort of feedback for me. Yeah, I mean, I know there's other animal lovers out there that might see exactly what I mean, but there's others out there that will think I'm a complete weirdo. So anyways, that's what happened. It was a really cool experience and it has sat with me. Like, I don't know that I'll ever fully get over that experience. And I find myself actually missing this owl and it's the weirdest thing. So I hope that someday she makes her way back into my life again, but I know that sounds kind of corny. Anyways, so yeah, you guys have a great show. I've said it a million times. I'll keep saying it. I'm finally an EPP. So I'm enjoying all those stories too. You guys take care and take care of those adorable little babies of yours, and I will call in again.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, And don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.